two buckets, overflowing with sap, hang from a maple tree several feet away from Matt Richardson's farmhouse in Exeter, about 20 miles southwest of Providence.
Oh boy, that's a full bucket.
Richardson is harvesting sap to make test batches of a maple brown ale he's brewing for family and friends. He walks to his barn carrying 4 gallons of sap in old soda kegs.
We can go this way.
Over a large outdoor burner in his barn, Richardson begins to make beer. He's stirring big pots of water and sap and pouring malted barley in a large container to mash the grains. The barn fills up with smells of sweet oatmeal and freshly baked bread as Richardson mashes the barley.
You want to get all the sugars in suspension so you can get them out. That's really what you want to get in the beer, is the more sugars, the better.
Richardson would like to work on his farm full time. It's a traditional Christmas tree farm, but Christmas comes only once a year. Then his season is over, which is why he's gearing up to open a brewery on his farm later this summer.
Right now, we would have to open as a traditional manufacturer brewery on the farm here, because that's really the only license available for us in Rhode Island right now.
With a manufacturer's license, Richardson can sell only 72 ounces per person at a time, either in a six-pack or in a large bottle known as a growler. A small step forward, says Richardson, but it's not enough.
The more I thought about it, it'd be like telling someone that grows corn or grows tomatoes, say, oh, you can have people come to your farm stand, but you can only sell them 2 tomatoes at a time. And that's it. And it's very hard to run a farm like that and run a business and go through your crop that way. So
bills in the General Assembly would lift that 72-ounce restriction with a farm brewery license. He could sell as much as he wants of his crafted beer on his farm, just as local wineries in the state can sell whatever amounts of wine they want directly from their wineries. Another set of bills would give both farm breweries and wineries a special license to sell at farmers markets.
And so something like a farm brewery would let us go from very seasonal sales to more of a consistent year-round business, which would be great.
Richardson is renovating the barn where he's making his test batches. On one side of the barn, he'll have the brew house. On the other side, he'll have a tourist tasting room where people can watch the brewing through a window as they sample his beer. He's adding a second level to dry the hops he grows. If passed, the bills would require a good percentage of the beer crops to come from the local brewing farm and a larger percentage to come from Rhode Island. Then over time, it would gradually increase those amounts.
Ultimately, what that does is it keeps land viable and in production.
That's Ken Ayers, chief of the Agriculture Division at the Department of Environmental Management. Ayers says some people might not consider beer or wine a necessity, but the crops to make those drinks are part of the food system. Ayers says it's important for farmers to develop business models that could help them withstand pressures, such as those to sell their land for development. That's why some state agencies and other groups support removing layers of red tape when it comes to alcohol sales.
So in this case, we're saying we will allow some reform to allow this to happen, but it's required that you produce in state from our land. And that's one of the things that's one of the reasons that we're supportive of the bill as well. We're in a sense relying upon ourselves and our farms and our land to produce food or drink.
But these bills are facing strong opposition from the liquor lobby. State Senator Dawson Hodgson introduced one of the bills.
But I think that our case to be made is that this is no threat to existing economic activity and no threat to the existing monopolies of alcohol distributors in this state. It is simply an opportunity for a new business to grow up in Rhode Island.
Hodgson says the bills would help promote the farm-to-table movement while creating more jobs in agriculture. But those in the liquor industry worry approval of these bills will have an unintended negative impact on their businesses.
Thank you, Tom. Yeah, you too, Tom. Thank you very much.
Tom Sakosha owns Sac Centerdale Liquors and Wine Cellar in North Providence. His father and uncle opened the store 65 years ago. He says most liquor stores are small and family-owned.
You know, we're kind of like the last of the mom-and-pop stores. I mean, everything else has been sucked up by big box stores and what have you. We're just local. We're all local. Just like, you know, the farmers are local. We're local, too.
Sakosha says being in the liquor industry is expensive and highly regulated. He says they're limited to sell only liquor, tobacco, and lottery tickets.
You know, it would be nice for me to be able to sell cheeses, but we're not allowed to. I mean, cheeses would be ideal, but, you know, we're not allowed to.
And there are other regulations.
We're not even able to have an outdoor sale. We couldn't sell in our parking lot. We have to stay within the building. So, you know, some of these bills come up and they kind of fly in the face of all these regulations that we're bound by.
Sakosha says the bills under consideration to grant farm brewery licenses and special licenses to sell at farmers markets don't seem fair. He and his colleagues in the liquor industry would like to keep things the way they are. He says locally produced craft beers and wines have a home in nearly 300 liquor stores across the state, and he pulls a bottle from his own shelf to prove his point.
This is the local whiskeys from South County. They also make vodka called Loyal 9. It's outstanding vodka. It's very good. Not because it's local, but quality-wise, blind tasting, it's outstanding vodka.
The bills under consideration are modeled after legislation passed in other states, such as in New York and Massachusetts. They've done well in those states, spurring new farm-based businesses. Senator Dawson Hodgson says there's no appetite in Rhode Island to change the status quo when it comes to where we sell liquor. He says he's hopeful the bills will become law the second time around. It's his last term in office. But he says he wouldn't be surprised if it takes a third round to get these bills passed. Amber Espinosa, Rhode Island Public Radio.